كما في الكون نرى من أسمائي.
All praise is due to Allah the Exalted, and may Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his kind relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. Good afternoon, everyone. Pleased to welcome you all to the final episode of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal, broadcasting live from the 2MFM studio via 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. With you once more is Nadia and Ola, who are happy as always to connect with you wherever you may be and whichever way you're listening to us. Ola, awesome to be reconnecting with you again. Hope you had a superb weekend.
Wow, what a weekend. It's lovely always to be reconnecting with you, Nadia, and it's lovely to be connecting with our 2MFM listeners on this afternoon and what will surely be the last episode of Reconnecting in Rabi'ul Awal for 2018.
That's right, dear listeners, after 5 lengthy but very rewarding weeks, today we will be officially wrapping up Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal as the series is put to a close for another year. We will be doing that by presenting you with a post-series reflection of what we believe the series has achieved, and we also invite our listeners to share their feedback as well.
Of course, yes, we do await your valued feedback on what we managed to accomplish or how much of our initial plan we managed to accomplish throughout this series, because we did come in here, I remember just over a month ago, Nadia, we were presenting our debut episode of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal, where we gave our listeners the heads up as to what they could be expecting over the coming weeks, and we weren't sure how it was going to go, really, because we had some very big plans. We actually had some very big plans, and it looked like a huge task ahead of us over one of probably the longest running series that we've run in terms of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal, and we weren't sure how we would be able to fill
exactly
21 episodes. But look, we're going to go through a self-evaluation today, I think, more than anything else. We're going to evaluate ourselves and our own performance, but we also welcome our listeners to join in that evaluation process and tell us how we actually fared.
Exactly. We are tremendously looking forward to hearing the valued feedback from our listeners. It's always an absolute pleasure to reflect on the series that we produce on 2MFM Muslim Community Radio, especially seeing as though this particular series is so dear to our hearts, Ola.
And it is.
It really holds a special significance in our hearts.
It does. And look, I have to say, Nadia, I am feeling a little deflated and disappointed that it's over. There was this certain excitement and air of enthusiasm about presenting this episode, and although it required so much work and so much preparation, far beyond any other series that we have probably ever produced throughout the year, but it has been an exceptional experience and a really memorable journey.
Absolutely. It was a tremendously important time for us because it enabled us to talk about someone who holds the biggest significance in our lives, being Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so there is never, you know, a shortage of words.
There's never
explain,
a shortage
to talk
of words.
About.
There's just a shortage of expressions with which to really convey what you feel. And that's, I think, the thing that we struggled with time and time again throughout the series is actually finding the right words to capture the emotions that we were feeling at any given time, and really transferring our thoughts onto the screen or into a script, onto a document, that we could relay accurately what we were feeling
exactly
to the listeners.
Exactly. And so we do invite your constructive feedback about the series. I know there were so many individuals who relayed their feedback throughout the series, but, you know, as we recap or, you know, do this post-commentary style episode,
right,
we'd love to hear from you. And
now that you've received the entire series in its full, you're in a better position now to really give us a mark out of 10, I suppose.
Inshallah, dear listeners, that will be happening right after we talk a bit about the Multicultural Maulid Festival that took place over Saturday and Sunday. Look, we are incredibly blown away by the turnout of the event. It was truly an auspicious event. It was a great turnout, and it really showcased the community's love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both the young and the old joined together on such a noble occasion to again exchange their greetings and congratulatory messages. It was truly heartwarming to see that manifestation of mutual love and harmony.
That's right, Nadia. And I think what it exhibited was the response of the community, and the response of the community has never been disappointing. And, you know, one of the biggest examples of that is the Multicultural Maulid concert, which, you know, always leaves people scrambling for seats. And look, for a first time event, the Multicultural Maulid Festival, there's always these ideas that pop into your head before an event, and you think, oh, it's the first time this event is running. I wonder what kind of turnout there's going to be. Are people going to be as responsive, considering they're not familiar with such an event occurring at this particular time of the year? But look, it really did, like you said, Nadia, blow us out of the water, really, in terms of seeing the response of the community and the turnout over the 2 days. I mean, it did start off a little slow earlier in the day, and only because it was so hot.
Yep.
It was sweltering. But certainly as soon as we saw that mercury drop, we saw people just turn out in droves.
Exactly.
And it was a real surprise. It really, really was a surprise. And it was just such an atmosphere of festivities and joy. And people, if you notice, Nadia, on both days, the event finished, it wrapped up, and nobody wanted to go home.
No.
Everybody was sitting there on their picnic tables.
Exactly.
And just happy just to sit there and socialize and mingle. And really, nobody wanted to go home. You could see that.
Exactly. And there were so many factors involved in terms of the reason why so many people wanted to stay and wanted to see more of this particular event. I mean, for many years in Sydney, the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been commemorated exclusively in a closed arena. But for the first time in Sydney, we see it happening in a festival-like, carnival-like atmosphere. And for many people, they enjoyed that because it was a laid-back event. It was a chance to meet with people you haven't seen for a very long time. Look, personally, there are so many relatives I haven't seen for months.
That's right.
For months. Mm. And it really enabled us to come together and really exchange our best wishes to one another on this tremendously important occasion. And for many children, they understand we have a prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for many people, they don't understand the significance of celebrating his birth.
That's right.
And for many children, it felt like they were celebrating the occasion of Eid al-Fitr or the occasion of Eid al-Adha. And through that, it enabled them to understand what the momentous significance of celebrating the Prophet's birth.
That's right. And look, a lot of the kids, all they know are rides and jumping castles and there's heaps of food and what a joy it is. But even if a child is at a very young age where they may not fully comprehend what celebrating or commemorating the birth of the Prophet is, but year after year, when you're taking them to these events, every year they're developing a greater level of comprehension and understanding as to what this occasion means and what this celebration is all about. So by taking them from a young age, you're really helping them to grow up with a concept that's not going to be foreign to them as an adult or as a young adult, because they've grown up around that. They've grown up knowing and realizing the significance and the importance of this occasion. And it's going to make them more inquisitive in terms of learning about the prophet and his life and his message as well, because they want to know who they're celebrating.
Exactly.
Why are we celebrating the birth of Prophet Muhammad?
Exactly. And I know, Ola, for a fact that you're talking out of experience, because you have a teenager yourself and you've been taking him to these kinds of Islamic religious festivities over many years since your child was born.
Basically, from the day he came into the world, that's all he's known. And I've made a point of every religious occasion that he knows what's going on when we take him to these events and to these celebrations, that he knows what's, what's being marked.
And not only that, Ola, your son is now participating in this kind of religious festivity. You know, you demonstrated and relayed your pride in having your son contribute and showcase his talent.
Not just that, but the fact that he's participating and contributing without being pushed to do so. This is something that he's grown up with, knowing the value of, and so he's wanting to do that.
Yeah.
And it took absolutely no coercion on my behalf, Nadia, believe it or not. We've probably mentioned this before, that sometimes it is a little difficult to engage teenagers who, you know, have their interests here
there's
and there.
There's a specific mindset.
There are a specific mindset, but for him to actually make that conscious choice of saying, you know, I want to join the band, I want to be part of the youth performance at the Mawlid, I want to do this, I want to do that. And look, I encouraged him with everything that I have. I really did, and I made a commitment to ferrying him around basically to all his training sessions and things like that to make sure that he would continue and he would persevere with what he's set upon.
Absolutely. Well, that is really inspiring to see, and I'm sure many parents can relate with the words that you are saying pertaining to, you know, the contribution that their children have made in such celebrations. Well, the Australian Muslim community really joyfully joined together over the weekend under the umbrella of Muhammad Nur al-Dahri wa Akthar, Muhammad, a guide and more for every era. Many people continued their Mawlid commemorations at the first ever Mawlid festival to hit the city of Sydney. The two-day festival saw thousands of festival goers flocking to Paul Keating Park, Bankstown, on both the 8th and 9th of December to really enjoy and participate in the event, which primarily involved showcasing and expressing joy at the birth of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah, there was absolutely something for everyone, and the festival featured a wide array of activities for the kids of all ages to enjoy, including those activities made available by the 5th Bankstown ICPA Scouts Group, who never cease to amaze. Their contribution at absolutely every religious festival I've attended, they are just tremendous, and they keep getting better and better.
That's right. They're a keystone in, you know, every occasion that is marked here in Sydney, really. And we see them greeting people who are attending the multicultural Mawlid concert just at the doors, and it always fills you with anticipation just seeing them standing there with their drums and in their scouts attire, and it just looks so fantastic. And they have a range of different activities through which they participate and engage with the wider community throughout the year. And yes, of course, their presence is central at every single one of the festivals that is held throughout the year, including the two Eids and now the Multicultural Mawlid Festival as well. And so they certainly outdid themselves, and they had a huge team, a massive team of volunteers working tirelessly through sweltering heat. And I kept, you know, admiring their commitment and admiring, you know, how enthusiastic they were about all fulfilling their roles and trying to do what they could to serve the people who were attending.
They are, in fact, an enthusiastic group of children and even teenagers.
Teenagers and young adults, you know.
They're all working together to bring about joy for these children at such a great and noble event. So we truly commend them for their valuable contribution, not only in this particular celebration, but throughout the entire year.
And look, I think thanks is due to the organisers of the event as well, because what it takes, I mean, we think about what it takes to prepare and produce a program, and you think of all the resources and the manpower that's required to organise such a massive festival over 2 days.
Exactly.
And you really start to appreciate, you know, how much commitment these people have to making this celebration a success and this festival a success, and how much they've given over those 2 days. I know that many of them probably didn't sleep more than a few hours across those 2 days because they were busy setting up picnic tables, setting up marquees, getting all the stalls ready.
And don't forget, even after the event is concluded, many of them actually stay back to clean up, to pack up and to do the final touch-ups.
That's right.
On the park. So truly, truly, the Multicultural Molid Festival Committee deserve our heartiest congratulations.
They really do.
It's the first time that they've upholded such an event, and for that they truly deserve to be commended and recognised for producing something so breathtakingly beautiful.
Absolutely. And you know, I, on behalf of the entire community, I think I can speak safely that we extend our deepest thanks and gratitude for all the hard work that you've put in to bringing the community together for such a noble cause.
Also, the Tourm FM Kids Show delivered a live kids show on the grounds of Pork Eating Park, which children excitedly participated in. Ola, it was absolutely engaging.
It was.
And we see this view every single Sydney Aid Festival, in which it doesn't only engage the children, but also engages the parents as well.
I have to say, I'm one of those people who avidly looks forward to the live kids show at every single festival. It is really, really engaging. And I have to really say, those kids show presenters are absolutely amazing in, you know, the way that they're able to connect and get down to the level of every single child. It's nothing short of really amazing.
Exactly. And there's always a reward available for those children, which everyone really entices them to contribute.
That's right. And everyone feels special. That's the thing. And you realise when you're sitting there, everybody is given equal attention.
Yep.
And that's why they love it so much. And that's why the parents love it so much. And that's usually one of the biggest highlights of any festival. But you know, this year they went a step further, and we've been accustomed to receiving those live chanting performances from the ICPA chanting band, but this year they went a step further.
Yep, they truly did. They truly did. And let's not forget the fact that the Muslim Community Radio, Tourm FM, was also present to provide a live coverage of the event and engage with the community by obtaining listener feedback, promoting our on-air programs and activities, and encouraging volunteer and membership registration.
That's right. In addition to obviously promoting all our wonderful productions, which are available for purchase all year round, but we make them widely and publicly available to the community at such events.
On Saturday, internationally renowned chanter Haj Muhammad Al-Khair delivered an exceptional live chanting performance with the ICPA chanting band, which never ceased to amaze Ola. And, you know, it got pretty late towards the end, but people were surrounding the
stage. Nobody had any intention of leaving that park before the very, very end. You could just see it. Everybody was just settled there in their chairs very comfortably, and they made a point, we're not leaving here until this is really done.
No, fantastic. And I mean, it's always amazing to see the community gathered together and, you know, chanting in praise of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And this time it was actually done in the heart of multicultural Bankstown.
And look, Haj Muhammad Al-Khair really does have this aura about him where he can really engage with an audience. Mm. He really knows how to get the attention of the audience, and he knows how to get them involved in the performance at every level, you know. And we saw that. We saw many people move up very close to the stage area and really just cheering him on. And he eventually kind of handed the microphone over and said,
basically,
your turn.
The audience pretty much was going to be on the stage.
That's right.
In a few seconds' time, they were.
It shows you just how well he can engage. And let me just say that he's not just a hit with the oldies in the community. He's a hit even with the very young.
Everybody
has a soft spot for the man with the golden voice, mashallah. And it really, truly was the greatest highlight of day one of the Multicultural Mawlid Festival.
Exactly. And on behalf of the Muslim community here in Sydney, I'd like to thank him tremendously for travelling from Lebanon to participate with us and contribute with us.
That's right. And let's not forget as well that Nadia, just before he landed in Paul Keating Park to deliver his spectacular performance, he had just jumped off a plane from Melbourne.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
He really is a truly humble man, and he doesn't like to disappoint. You know, he could have easily said, you know, look, I'm too tired.
Exactly.
Just give me a breather. But he did not want to disappoint. He's always ready to contribute and participate and engage with the community, especially knowing the significance and the meaning behind such an event and such a celebration.
No doubt. And on Sunday, we saw the Iraqis, Sudanese, Pakistani and youth chanting groups also perform live at the Multicultural Mawlid Festival at Paul Keating Park, Bankstown, who also knew how to engage the audience as well.
Oh, they always do. They always do. They had everybody's attention at the Multicultural Mawlid concert, and it was just as intense and just as beautiful at the Multicultural Mawlid Festival, where, you know, they really filled the stage.
Yeah.
They were so vibrant. And, you know, their performances never, ever disappoint. They really don't.
Again, a fantastic effort made by the organizing committee of the Multicultural Mawlid Festival. Ola, we thoroughly enjoyed that special event and we look forward to bigger and better things next year.
Inshallah, I really do look forward to what the year ahead will bring us in terms of festivities and celebrations of all sorts to mark our blessed Islamic occasions.
أنت أغلى وأفخر، أنت در ويوهر.
Welcome back, dearest listeners, to the last episode of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal. And since it is the last episode of the show, as we promised earlier, we will be providing a post-series reflection, reflecting on what we believe we've achieved or what the series has achieved in terms of propagating the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we tremendously value your feedback. We would love to hear what you thought of the series, and possibly you can give us some ideas of what you hope to hear next year, bi'idhnillah.
That's right. Of course, there's never a shortage of topics to address on the occasion of the Mawlid. But from time to time, we do find ourselves in need of some outside inspiration. And so this is where your feedback comes into the picture for us to really take upon and work on. Now, we've got a whole year ahead of us to prepare for the next series. So inshallah, with your feedback given to us now, we can start to put things into action. Now, you can we would love to hear from you on our number, which is 97072747. Or even if you would like to send a WhatsApp message to us on 0410 830 930. That's 0410 830 930.
It's a great way to bring a close to the series for this year, Ola, by reflecting on what this series has meant for us and the entire community. So we tremendously value your feedback, and we are thoroughly looking forward to hearing from you. It's been an exceptional 5 weeks for us, delivering 18 episodes or so of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal. I guess we thoroughly enjoyed presenting the series to you, primarily because it had such a noble focus. Ola and I feel so incredibly blessed and fortunate to have had the opportunity to dedicate this period of time on air talking about such an honourable man from which we can draw profound inspiration. We'd love to hear from our listeners about what they thought of the series as we bring it to a close. We'll see who we have with us on 97072747. Let's see who we have with us. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you, Sister Nadia?
I'm very well, thank you. Pleasure to hear from you, Sister Hanan.
Barakallahu fiki. How are you, Ola?
Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fiki, Haji Hanan.
Barakallahu fiki.
Wa fiki, ameen.
Yeah.
So it's been more than a month since we've been presenting Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal. What are your thoughts? What did you think when you were listening to those episodes?
Really, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Yeah, the things we learned from this episode about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, and even the knowledge, the normal knowledge, like everything you've done, is really, it's beautiful. It's amazing.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Sister Hanan. I mean, over the past 18 episodes or so, we've learnt a great deal about the life, about the mission and achievements of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which, you know, tremendously makes us appreciate the Prophet even more. Did you come to appreciate the Prophet even more?
Of course, every time we listen to that station, really, we feel like our heart be softer and softer, and more like when you learn something about religion and you start to do it, like you feel your heart more soft.
Yes.
And you feel yourself like happier.
That's right.
More hot, more happier, yeah.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. Every episode, like Arabic, English, all the things in this station, really, it's that amazing station. It's a beautiful station.
It's
like, I love this station. Even it's on day and night.
SubhanAllah.
Day and night at home, in the car all the time, when I'm in the car all the time, like it's on at home, day and night, never turn it off.
SubhanAllah, it's a profoundly important part of each and every one of our lives. I mean, this radio station helps us understand the significance of occasions like the Mawlid commemoration of the Prophet.
And look, there have been so many episodes over the years which spoke about the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoke about the stories and his teachings. But this year, on reconnecting in Rabi'ul Awwal, we went a step further and we dove even deeper into the life. And we heard stories that we have never heard before.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Really, it's an amazing job. You've done excellent.
Barakallahu fiki. And look, the program wouldn't have been what it was without your contribution as well, our listeners, our dedicated listeners, who always were listening to us and always calling in and participating on the program as well.
Hanan was one of those prominent contributors on the show.
This station is like our mother.
No.
it's like our mother.
It's like an umbrella. It shelters us from so many things.
For in Mazina show, I said to her, it's like مثل الام لنا.
No.
Yeah, it is like our mother. It's care about us, teach us everything, give us all the knowledge about Islamic knowledge, everything. Like, Alhamdulillah, we have this station.
Alhamdulillah, and we are truly blessed and truly honored by your kind words. And we really do have this feeling that every one of our listeners is like family now.
Yeah,
that we, you know, we really look forward to hearing from you. And when we don't hear from you, we wonder what's going on.
Sometimes, you know, busy work
and stuff like that.
Yeah, but really, I'm always listening to that station, even if I'm working, if the station is on.
Thank you very much.
We
honestly cannot thank you enough, Sister Hanan,
for
your humbling words and your continuous contribution on our program.
And your support as well. It's very meaningful to us.
Barakallahu
fiki. Ameen.
Ameen
wa iyaakum inshaAllah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Senin o isminle aydınlanır gönlüm, senin o ilminle huzur dolar kalbim.
Welcome back, dearest listeners. And we would really like to thank Sister Hanan once again for providing her feedback about reconnecting in Rabi'ul Awwal for 2018, which today will be put to an official close. It's very upsetting, very bittersweet for us.
It is.
But we thoroughly look forward to presenting the series again next year. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala.
Inshallah.
Again, if you would like to provide your feedback about the series, then we welcome you with open arms. Call 97072747, and Ola WhatsApp is also available for our listeners. We had many international callers this year and in previous years contribute with us on the show and provide their feedback. 0410 830 930 is the number for you to message, and we look forward to hearing from you. Now, before we take our next call, we would love to share what we pretty much spoke about, Ola, on the first episode, the launch of the series for this year. And it's great to reflect.
This is like the before and after, where we actually look back at what we said at the beginning and what we said we would deliver, and seeing if we actually met the promises that we made.
I mean, I know it was only 5 weeks ago, but really so much has changed since. Our goals have changed, but what we have achieved is something that we never thought we would achieve.
That's right.
And we will hear snippets or extracts from the first episode of Reconnecting in Rabi'ul Awwal. Stay tuned. We have reconnected together in previous reconnecting in Rabiul Awal series, but now it's a brand new, fresh installment of the show, and we are so excited to be delivering this wonderful series to our listeners in celebration of the life and legacy of our noble Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him.
Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Indeed, Nadia, it's always just very, very special to be presenting. I mean, every Islamic occasion has great significance and it brings great joy, especially when we cover these things on air and we prepare specific programs to cover these events. But the Mawlid carries a certain significance that nobody, I think, can really describe.
Absolutely.
I don't think there are enough words in the English vocabulary to really describe how excited I feel about and how motivated I actually feel to do radio presenting during this season.
Absolutely. And the preparation for this wonderful series has been absolutely delightful. We are all joining forces to bring focus to such an incredible occasion on the Islamic calendar, and it really brings so much significance not only to adults but also for children alike.
And I mean, it all centers in on one great man.
Exactly. One man made such a noble difference.
Such a huge, huge difference. Something that we cannot quantify.
Absolutely. And that's something that we will focus on during this year's Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal, which will focus so much on the legacy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the example and the momentous change that he made in the face of history.
That's right. Nadia, in past series of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal, we have focused pretty much on presenting the biography of the Prophet, which in itself is very, very inspiring. There's so much to learn from, you know, the story of his birth to the way he was brought up to, you know, how he was as a young man to later on when he received the prophethood and the revelation.
Right.
So there's so much to learn from every aspect of that. But this time we're taking a different angle. We're still pretty much covering his biography, but from a very different perspective.
So that was an extract from the first episode of Reconnecting in Rabiul Awal for 2018. And you can really see, Ola, from our voice and from what we are saying, how incredibly motivated we were to start the series.
Of course, and that's considering we only really had some very vague ideas of what we wanted to accomplish. I mean, we had our program schedule all set out and we knew roughly what the topics we wanted to discuss were. But at that point, I think we only had like two or three episodes which were actually really prepared and produced.
And deep down, we were a bit nervous.
We were a bit nervous, weren't we? Because I remember thinking, and at one point you mentioned that we had 21 episodes planned out for our listeners. And I just remember my heart shaking. My heart was palpitating at the thought of 21 episodes, and we had only really just started preparing the first few.
Exactly.
And I wasn't sure how that was going to go down, really, to be honest.
And it's from the blessings of this particular occasion where we achieved 21 or 18 episodes, and there were actually more than 18, but we aren't including the quiz episodes. But
although really, they did require some,
of course they
some
did.
Preparation.
Of course. I mean, what we really focused on is that in previous years, the series predominantly focused on the biography of the Prophet. So from what occurred on the day of his birth to his childhood, his later years and the like. But this year we intended to, I guess, shift the focus to the actual message, the legacy and guidance that the Prophet, peace be upon him, left us with.
That's right. And I think where the challenge lies every year in terms of presenting a new series is really having to go back and look at what you've presented in the past so you're not being too repetitive and trying to venture out of a certain zone that you've become comfortable with and try and enter new territory and really investigate topics that you have not investigated before and you haven't really spoken about before, or perhaps even addressing certain topics but at a different level of depth. And I think that was something that I would have to give us 10 out of 10 for, because like, we went deep into some of those topics, especially the three key themes that we covered in terms of from the era of darkness to the era of guidance. Mm-hmm. And then we spoke about the merits belonging to the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as
the legacy,
which at the beginning we really were kind of toing and froing about as to how are we going to fit this one into two episodes.
Exactly. But we received, you know, enormous assistance from His Eminence Sheikh Ibrahim al-Shafi'i, who really gave us a sense of direction, you know, how to go about this particular topic, because, you know, the knowledge that he has is way more deep than the knowledge we have pertaining to the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, as you mentioned, he really gave us, you know, a sense of direction as to how to go about the particular topic related to the legacy of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Because we initially
he helped us to sort out our thoughts, because we came in with so many different ideas and so many different concepts, and we knew we had so much that we wanted to squeeze into these episodes. He really helped us to sort out our thoughts into a logical, sequence and address things, you know, bit by bit and build on things. And if you notice that there were times when he would spend a significant amount of time really setting the foundation of the topic that we were discussing before he really got into it, just to give you that lead in.
That's right. So, and we thank him so much, honestly. Despite his busy schedule, he dedicated so many hours with us to relay this important information, especially when it comes to religious content. Allah, we need to be cautious and very vigilant about where we access particular religious information.
And indeed. And this was not something that we were willing to resort to Google for at all.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We wanted somebody who knows their stuff. Yeah. And mashallah, His Eminence Sheikh Ibrahim al-Shafi'i is definitely a candidate for that. And he delivered as expected and more.
That's right. Well, let's quit the talking now and move over the talking to someone else, Sala. Let's find out who we have with us to share their feedback about the series. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Noor again.
Noor. Ahla wa sahla fiki ya Noor.
How are you today, Noor?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so today there's no quiz.
But we're going to
to quiz you on what you thought about reconnecting in Rabiul Awwal this year.
It was really nice and touching.
It was really nice and touching.
And I really liked the quizzes and knowing more about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. That was the aim of that quiz segment, you know, to develop greater understanding of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And it really refreshed our memory of the biography of the Prophet, peace be upon him. I mean, there's so many things that we think we know about the Prophet.
Yeah.
It isn't until we actually reflect on these important questions.
So, Noor, just a question here. If you were to look at how much of that information was new to you, how much of all the information that we gave you throughout reconnecting in Rabi'ul Awwal was information that was new to you?
There was a lot of information new to me. It's actually what you just said is actually really true. I thought I knew a lot about but it actually turned out that there was more information for me to learn.
Yes, exactly. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, I believe, because we've only just started to dig beneath the surface into the real story. And I think year after year, we'll dive deeper and deeper, and you will learn more and more about the Prophet and his noble life, Noor.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Well, we thank you so much, Noor, for your valuable contribution on the show. And it really showed your dedication towards this particular show by your participation, by your involvement. So thank you so much for sharing your feedback with us. And is there anything in particular you would like to hear from us next year if we live
that long
next year. But is there any particular matter you would like for us to address in next year's reconnecting in Rabiul Awal?
There's not much, but as long as you learn more about African
That's right. We can never get enough.
We can never get enough of that. It's always very inspiring and very heartwarming, and it makes us feel all good on the inside when we hear it. So thank you very much for your call, Noor. We value your feedback very much, and we look forward to reconnecting with you in future episodes, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Wa fiki amin.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.
So no doubt throughout the series we got to know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more closely, and through that we actually developed a greater sense of appreciation for the Prophet, understanding and knowing what he left behind for us. Many people, after they die, they leave behind their cars, their wealth, their income, you know, all these materialistic things they don't take with them to the grave. But the Prophet left something that if we hold closely to will benefit us in this life and in the hereafter.
That's right. And something that has survived the generations, the centuries, you know, the test of time basically. And it has carried through only because it is something that is so life-changing that people have adopted it willingly and with great joy, and have passed it on generation through to generation through to generation until it came to us in this present day. And we will hopefully, inshallah, continue to do so for our future generations as well.
واحفظني من ضغطة قبر تطلق.
Well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a man who excelled in all aspects of life. He was an exceptional leader, an excellent family man. He exhibited great character in his dealings with other people. So both Muslims and non-Muslims were able to gain a proper understanding of the Prophet's life, which can be enriching for Muslims who are trying to emulate him, and also for the non-Muslims who wish to understand what Islam is all about, while simultaneously, I guess, enabling us to correct the wrong impressions that some might have about the Prophet, peace be upon him. And that's something we wanted to achieve with this particular series, which is to debunk some of the myths and misconceptions that some people may have about the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was a man who dealt with other people using wisdom, and a lot of people nowadays don't possess this quality. They act without thinking.
And he's a man who practiced what he preached, and all his conduct was exactly what he was telling people to do. And he knew that the best way to set an example is through action, showing people how to behave.
Exactly. He was a great example to follow because he led by example.
That's right.
In every aspect of his life, as I mentioned, you know, many examples can be derived. Many vital lessons can be derived. Again, he was an excellent leader, an excellent companion, a great father, a great husband. What more can you say about these benevolent and exemplary qualities that the Prophet, peace be upon him?
We truly find difficulty in finding the words that give him justice for what he truly was and what he was able to accomplish. And you've said it all, Nadia. He was a great leader, a great father, and he set the standard of conduct so high.
He did.
And we can only hope that we can emulate his conduct and really propagate the message that he came with and fought so hard to propagate to us.
Truly, Allah, a great source for acquiring life lessons is the life, actions and words of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We truly gained inspiration by delivering this series, and again we look forward to presenting the series once again next year and the years after that to come. So thank you very much, dearest listeners, for participating with us throughout this really significant occasion, through this very momentous time. And thank you again to those amazing listeners who provided their feedback of the show. Inshallah, we officially bring it to a close, Ola.
Yes, we do. I'd like to take this opportunity, of course, to thank all our participants and all the contributors, notably His Eminence Sheikh Ibrahim Ash-Shafi'i, who really was one of the main contributors to the program, and he was a real source of support and guidance throughout the preparation and production of this series. And so we thank him immensely for dedicating that time despite his busy schedule to make it all happen. And of course, the participation of all our listeners. And I also need to thank you, Nadia, because you really were a great inspiration to me a lot of the times.
Thank you, Ola.
You really did. You motivated me a lot of the times when I felt like I'd just gotten mind block and I just couldn't think of anything. And yeah, we just bounced off each other, and it was an absolute joy to work with you throughout this series.
Likewise, Ola. And you know, I'm going to keep going and going and going if we don't end it right here. But again, Ola, thank you very much for participating with me on this tremendously important time. And inshallah, I'll be joining our listeners tomorrow for a new episode of Community Connect.
Yes, we need to get back to Community Connect.
Until then, please take care.